We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the stormy voice of your local show and local announcer, too. And here we are at your local announcement, the one that we used to invite you to join us to talk about the food scene around New Orleans, which is just about everywhere and in every form, and the all the show. Cooking involved, and
The food show.
The food show. That's exactly what
it
is.
I'm just condensing it. The food show.
It's it just comes along and then it
goes.
The food show, Fitz Morai. And I've been looking to get more of that Morai. You know,
we have a guest today.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, Austin Kirshner.
Austin Kirshner, that rings a bell.
Who is formerly the chef of the Redfish Grill and is now, he's now on the other side, huh, Austin?
Yeah.
On the vendor side.
Yeah, and that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
I can't hear you too well. All right, so you are now at Covey Rise, which explain to people what Covey Rise is. They see it on menus and they may not even know what that is.
Wait a minute. Can I take a guess on this? Because I just barely know. It's something that has kind of slipped in my memory, but we're talking here about milk and cheese.
No?
Used to be, though.
Tom, come on. Yeah, we're talking about vegetables. The Covey Rise Company does farm-to-table
vegetables. I know it's on the farm some kind of way.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Right.
Correct.
Anyway, so tell us about Covey Rise, because that's your family. You're married into the family, right?
Correct, yeah. I'm married into the family that owns Covey Rise Farms. We're in Husser, Louisiana, which, for those of you who don't know, is on the North Shore. And it's a little north of Robert, Louisiana, which is a little bit east of Hammond. So we are a local farm that sells to all the restaurants in New Orleans. On the North Shore, we sell to some restaurants in Baton Rouge and Lafayette. And we go all the way west to Houston as well. So
you see it all over on menus. How long have they done this? How long has the family been selling to restaurants? And was it a farm before that?
We started in 2009, and it was really a demand of the chefs in the city that were looking for local vegetables and someone to grow them, but also to bring them to their back door, which is what we really specialize on.
You know, Paul Prudhomme started that. Isn't that where that got started, Tom, with Paul Prudhomme back in the day?
I was going to bring that up because I remember an event in particular in Magnolia, Mississippi, which is just over the line going into Louisiana. And they brought in all of the chefs they could get their hands on, and they had a meeting with the farmers from the area. And I will never forget this one moment among others. It was a really interesting get-together. But at one point, there was a guy from way in the back of these farms who was a farmer, period.
And he had overalls and everything.
He had overalls. Yeah. He was smoking a pipe and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I remember he was having a conversation with, in fact, Emerald.
Oh, okay.
And the guy says, now, wait a minute. You're going to tell me that for the price you would pay for a whole crate of green bell peppers, for this kind, you're going to give me four times as much because for doing it my way.
Yeah.
Emerald said, yeah, that's exactly what we want. And the guy just shook his head, and he could not get his head underneath that. But that was the beginning of it all.
Back in the 80s. So, yeah. Austin, did your in-laws, because it's your wife's family, were they farmers back then, or did they just get an idea that this was in demand and then start farming then?
No, they owned the business was really, it started off as a hunting lodge at Covey Rise. And so they acquired some more land on that property. And my brother-in-law, his name's Jimbo Geisler, he was friends with some chefs in New Orleans, and they would hunt up there and shoot up there, and they asked him to start growing. And so we really started with 20 acres that we were farming on, and we're up to 75 acres now that we farm on. So it was kind of a new thing, and you know, we're 10 years old this year, so it was a trial by fire for a while, but we really mastered, you know, growing local vegetables. You know, right now it's kind of difficult in this heat, as everyone knows, but, you know, we've really taken off over the last 10 years.
Did they know anything about farming?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely knew something about farming, but we really learned, it's really learning what the chefs want, what they like.
And so they're kind of dictating what they want, and you just give them what they want.
Correct. And so there's some chefs that'll be like right now we're really heavy in tomatoes and okra. And so, you know, the chefs wanted different kind of okra. So we're also, we have burgundy okra as well. So different types of varieties of product,
of
not just they're burgundy. So they're purple.
Burgundy. Cool.
Yeah. So just
a burgundy, but close enough.
Are you doing like heirloom seeds and things? I mean, are you hunting down seeds for this?
Yes. And so we have heirloom tomatoes that are plentiful right now. Heirloom cherry tomatoes, 13 different types of squash that we're selling right now, 7 different types of eggplant. So it's not just providing vegetables that you would all find in a grocery store. It's the different varieties that the chefs like. And so that is really what draws us to the back doors and getting the chefs excited about vegetables. I mean, I know firsthand about being excited about the vegetables. So it's a really easy sell.
Yeah, on the other side, for sure.
Right.
I remember being there on another occasion when there was a bunch of chefs going out that way and putting together these full menus, and almost like it was on a different restaurant, what they were doing. A whole new approach to it, and everybody wanted it too.
Right.
All of these everyday produce items to put a.
What's on your list right now of produce that you're offering?
Right. So right now, like I said, we have the 13 different varieties of squash. You know, we do everything from larger squash to even baby squash, eggplants, tomatoes. We have corn right now, peaches. We just finished up with blueberries, okra, like I said. We also dabble a little bit in flowers. So we sell sunflowers to local florists, and we're actually in Whole Foods right now selling our local sunflowers. So,
oh, cool. I know sunflowers
are
big.
We really try
to
dabble in.
Somebody else is doing that. It was a coffee person, I think, who's now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
No, like major sunflower producer out there. So you are you actually farming, or is your role in the family business now to cook the vegetables as part of this series that you're doing, the farm to table? I mean, you're not in the fields farming, are you?
No, I was in the field earlier today, but not picking. You know, just kind of seeing what was coming up. I'm really on the sales side. For the farm, but we are doing farm-to-table dinners at the Cover Eyes Lodge. They have a chef at Cover Eyes named Mark Bryant.
I love Mosh.
Yeah, and so we've teamed together for a couple of dinners, and we have one coming up in the end of August, and then one right in the first week of September. So we have two left for this season, and then next season we're going to grow the farm-to-table dinners significantly. So this was kind of our trial by fire year. But we've had great success, sold out every single dinner we've done, and, you know, we're going to continue to grow it. So it's something that's really fun for me to stay in the kitchens a little bit. I really enjoy working with the products and working with different chefs, and it's definitely an interesting change. But, you know, something that I think is we want to continue to keep in New Orleans and have that local produce scene available to everyone.
You know, when we talk about these things, certain names come to my mind. One of them that does is Gerard Maris. who was the chef over at Mr. B's for a long time, and he's the guy who invented a totally new approach to their barbecue shrimp over there, and it's still, I think, the best around. But they were, I know that Gerard was buying all kind of stuff from, at the very least, your part of the world there.
Yeah, that's where they're doing
right.
it.
Well, I hope I haven't taken some of your time and turned it over to somebody else. I didn't mean to do that.
You mentioned chefs, plural. So for these dinners, are you part of sort of a group of chefs that come out there and do this, or do you do the dinner yourself?
Yeah, so currently I'm working with, we have a chef of the lodge, which is separate from the farm, but I'm working with Mark Lyons, who's the chef of Cover Your Eyes Lodge, and we're coming up with the menus, and we're trying to use as much as we can off the farm. Mm-hmm. So last dinner was right before July 4th, you know, very heavy in corn, tomatoes, cantaloupe, you know, eggplant, things that we can get right off of our farm. We did a quick farm tour for all the guests. They got to drive around the farm, see the facilities, and see where their food is coming from, because that's really important. You know, knowing where your food's coming from is very important. And, you know, we even work with local businesses to have a CSA program, which is a community supportive agriculture. We do two different seasons a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. And you can sign up with us and you can, you know, be a part of our CSA where you get vegetables directly off of our farm to your home. You can cook with them in the in your house. So just like the chefs are doing, you can also do the same. So it's pretty fun. We like to work with everybody. We have three locations right now, one on the North Shore in Covington and one in New Orleans, both at Simply Gourmet, which is a like a food tech, you know, store where you can get different pots and pans and knives and things like that. So we work with them.
So do they come in like a box with all the vegetables that have been ordered, and then you just go to Simply Gourmet and pick up your box?
That's right. They come in actually little tote bags with Cover Your Eyes right on the side. So each week you bring your tote bag back, and you get to pick, handle your vegetables. I mean, that's really big. You get to pick them out, see what you're getting. And, you know, it's usually seven different varieties each week for 12 weeks. And so it's a really cool thing that we're doing. Every week for 12 weeks, yeah. So there's two different seasons.
Okay.
So pretty much half the year you can get fresh vegetables right off our farm.
That you know where they came from. And what is the price on that?
It's about $33 a week, and you get enough vegetables to feed a family of four. So $33 to feed a family of four for a week.
You can get vegetables that you know have been raised the way they should. Heirloom
Correct.
Seeds. And it feeds a family of four.
Correct.
I've heard worse ideas. this is, I mean, just the freshness of it all is very
appealing. Sure.
Appealing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, everything
okay,
is
so
picked.
Okay, so now, Austin, these dinners that you've been doing, how many people are at these dinners, and how do they know about them? I mean, we're telling them about them now. We're going to write something about it. But in the past, how have they known about it?
So we started off with our we have cabins that Cover Your Eyes. We started off by letting our cabin owners know and also all of our CSA members. And they've actually sold out right away. So we're looking to do two more pretty much back-to-back weekends. That's going to be a weekend in between, and we're going to open it up more to the public. But if you go to our website, covereyesfarms.com, you can join our mailing list, and you'll be on every email that we send, including the dinners. And also CoverYourEyesLodge.com. You can get on their mailing list as well, and you can get all the information for our dinners.
Okay. What is the origin of the name Covey Rise?
Right. So it's for shooting for like quail. So the origin comes from a place where you can come and shoot birds, different like quail, pheasant, ducks. We offer many different kinds of packages, skeet shooting, things like that. So it was really a hunting lodge first. And so we just stole the name for the farms. But
See, I didn't even know that. I didn't realize that it started out as a hunting lodge. I had no idea what it was. I mean, I just have seen it on menus. And I know usually when I think of Covey Rise, I think little vegetables. That's, you know, all I've ever seen.
Specialties.
Wait, what?
That's our specialty, is the baby vegetables for sure.
Yeah. I mean, all I've ever seen is the little vegetables. And I think if it's going to be Covey Rise, then it's going to be little. So I didn't know what, you know, what the name meant.
Right. So the Lodge is actually making 20 years this year. So we've been around for a while.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a beautiful place. Please come check us out.
I'd love for you to stay a little bit longer and talk about this some more, but we'll do that in just a moment after first, if you will. Welcome back. This is The Food Show. What else could it be than a program about eating and cooking and restaurants and all of that? And we're
talking to Austin Kirshner from Covey Rise Farms, and we're talking about the dinners that they're doing there and also their program where you can get their fresh vegetables to cook at home and not only eat them in a restaurant. So, Austin, I guess this is a finite space.
Must be a kind of a windy night is what it smells like.
It's a finite space, and if you keep taking more acreage for your how big is it? So you started with 22 acres, now you have 75 acres. I'm assuming that this is going to keep growing, the farm section of Covey Rise Lodge. Is there going to be any lodge left?
Yeah, there's plenty of lodge left. We actually just purchased some more land this year. So,
good. Okay.
You know, Covey Rise is always continuously growing.
And there's plenty of land to be had, so there's no need to worry about the,
plenty
the encroachment of the vegetables. What?
No, plenty of land in Hustle, Louisiana, for sure. So
okay. Okay. All right, so the dinner is going to be in August, and you are looking to sell seats now, or should people just go to the website? Do you post the menu?
Yeah, so the menu comes out probably 3 weeks in advance because we really have to wait to see what's available on the farm.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks in advance, it'll be ready, and then we'll, send out some information either on Instagram, Facebook. Like I said, if you sign up on our website for our emails, you can definitely, be the first to see the availability. But we seat about 32 people per dinner. We are able to grow a little bit if the demand is there, but we do it on a Friday and a Saturday night, the same menu. So you'll have a chance to sign up for it for sure.
And is any of the food okay? So that's the vegetable portion. Is anything from the lodge also used?
No, we don't use any of the birds.
As in animals. Go ahead, bud.
Right. No, we don't. We do have pork that we sell through Chappapila Farms.
Yeah.
So we may incorporate some of that for the next dinner. But the first dinner we had, we used, we used meat and steak. The last dinner we had, we focused on seafood. So we had crab, shrimp, tuna.
Okay.
And so it really varies. And we just kind of make the menu on what we have on the farm. So if it's hot, you're going to have a lighter menu. If it's a little bit cooler, we'll go more into pork or lamb or we really have the flexibility to do whatever we need to.
Okay. What is the most exciting thing happening out there to you right now? Not happening to you, but to you, what is the most exciting thing happening out there?
I think these dinners are really exciting, and the CSA program is always exciting. I love hearing different recipes that our CSA members are doing. We like to send out recipes for what we would do with the products, but we also like to hear back from our supporters. So the recipes that they're sending us are really great, and I've tried a few at my house, and so that's really exciting for me. And but on the farm, the exciting thing is just the change of season. I've been through two different seasons now, in the fall and in the spring, and it's interesting. So it's a lot of fun just to see what we're up to at Covey Rise.
Is there something that you would like to see grown there? How do you choose what's happening next on the land?
So for what we have a farm plan from our main farmer's name is Grady Seal. But we also work with Dr. Jimmy Boudreau. He ran the LSU Burden Center for Vegetable Research for 30 years. And so we work closely with him to decide what we're going to grow next. But You know, we have a steady stable of different vegetables that we do grow to make sure we're, you know, the availability is always there. But we also work with different chefs to ask us to grow different vegetables for them. So that's really exciting as well, is seeing what the chefs can find. And, you know, we try to go to them with some ideas that we have to see if it'll work. And, you know, just the collaboration between us has been really, really fun.
Is this a very large community, a community of chefs? Are we talking about a lot of chefs? Are we talking about a lot of people in, you know, the CSA program retail? Or has this been sort of a well-kept secret that needs to get out?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the secret is definitely out. You know, we have over 150 CSA members. We're always looking to grow. And we also sell to between the North Shore and New Orleans, we're selling to over 100 different restaurants in the city as well.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
Wow, terrific.
Yeah, so we're in town, you know, 4 to 5 days a week, selling vegetables to the back door. So there's a ton of chefs that are really doing it the right way, and that's really exciting because we're getting calls from chefs.
I didn't realize that was that many. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a ton of restaurants, and so. That's really great to see, and I think the chefs have really embraced it. And
those guys that I saw in that first meeting some time ago, they're now wearing tuxedos.
right. Yeah,
they
for sure.
Are.
They're definitely. Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
sure.
It's a labor of love. Sure, it's just like cooking. You have to really love what you're doing. So
yeah, for sure.
We're just happy to be able to provide the chefs what they're looking for, and so we're very proud of that.
Well, I know you're happy to be closer to home, so that's good. Okay, so personally, I have a question for you. So me personally, not you personally, I'm not going to, you know. But I love mosh lamb lettuce, as it's called, and I used to see it all the time, and I almost never see it now. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I haven't seen that in ages.
I mean, I see it in L.A. Bottega Louie serves it, but that's the only one I know of serving it right now. So where is it being served, and why is it sort of – I mean, you know, everything goes through the phases, and it was really hot a few years ago, like arugula was really hot 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, it could just be a phase, you know, going through. I mean, you saw the kale used to be a garnish, and now it's something that is coveted in all menus.
It still should
be
a garnish, in my opinion.
It should.
Although I did have, I'll tell you what, I had a great kale, and it was farro and kale in a really tangy vinaigrette at Fresh Market. I got it right out of the case there. It was really good. Anyway, so where can I find mosh in town?
You're asking the wrong person. I mean, I could try to find it for you, and that's what I tell all the chefs. So I'll be happy to look for you and get back with you on that.
No, I just thought that you might know, like, you know, well, I saw that truck going out to such and such restaurant. It had mosh on it. So, but because I just don't see it, you know.
Lamb's lettuce. That was the other name for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Right. I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear that it's being grown locally because I just don't ever see it. So, anyway.
Right. Oh yeah,
we better get to work then.
Yeah, definitely. That might be the
so
next
much,
thing
Oscar.
We have to cover your eyes. We'll definitely check it out.
I definitely want to come to Cover Your Eyes, and I have connections, so I'm going to use them. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks so much for coming on. Give the address again on the website so people can look and maybe come to these dinners. If you've only got a limited number of space, then they're going to have to be a little diligent about looking out for it. But
yeah, so please, our website at the farm is CoverYourEyesFarms.com. Mm-hmm. And then for the lodge, it's CoverYourEyesLodge.com. And, you know, check out our websites. And there's a link on there to get on our get on our mailing list so you can be the first to see all of our dinners and anything exciting coming up, including the CSAs, which should be coming up in October. Look for us in October.
So do you sign up like seasonally? Is it I'm going to do this for that you said how many weeks at a time?
Yeah, so it's a 12-week program, you know, in the spring and then in the fall. So you'll be heavy on fall vegetables. Like you'll see broccoli, satsumas, citrus, different citrus, winter squash, like butternut squash or delicata squash. things like that. So we'll have a really nice array of vegetables for the fall season.
Well, gosh, I mean, if it's $32, you said $32 a week?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you could spend that at Walmart, you know?
Yeah, very easily, too. And so
yeah.
Having fresh vegetables is, you know, we have it at our house, and it's been great. So the kids are even enjoying it, so we'll see.
Well, that's a good testament to it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Thanks a
lot.
Thank you
so much.
I haven't talked to any of you guys in a long time. It's great to see this is all up and running.
Yeah, it's doing great. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. 260-6368. If you would like to talk about fresh vegetables, little bitty vegetables like a Covey Rise or any other kind of food, give us a call, 260-6368. But first, let us talk about Porter and Luke.
Ah, Porter and Luke.
Yes, Porter and Luke. I don't know if Porter and Luke does Covey Rise, but they do a lot of other vegetables, and they also have some great comfort food. They have their red beans and rice probably today, for sure.
Today would be the day, yeah.
They have it with a ham shank or a sausage link or a pork chop. They have their eggplant over creamy pasta, meatballs and spaghetti. They have poor boys and fried seafood. They have big crisp salads. They have that three wedge salad, little small wedges.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I get that almost every time I go.
Yeah, it's really good. There's crab meat on top of one of the wedges. Then there's shrimp remoulade.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's fried oysters. Did you say something, Doug? Did Doug say something?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's you tapping. Yeah.
Me?
Anyway, 260-6368, Porter and Luke, 1517 Metairie Road. That's 1517 Metairie Road in the shopping center by Oakland Heart and also Walgreens. And we will take a break and be right back.
Thank you. Oh, hello there. Welcome back. You're into the second hour of the food show.
Nope, not yet.
No, well, we're in it.
The second of the first hour of the food show.
Okay, and we've got the one that plays backwards a little later, too. So that's,
We're more of the food show here.
Yeah, more of the food show. And, you know, we are proud of that because there are no other radio shows like this. You know. Why are you laughing?
I think that's an understatement. 260-6368. Okay, so let's talk about...
You know, everybody seems to like me okay.
Yeah.
You know, what has happened?
Good.
I mean...
Good. That's wonderful. I'm just saying it's...
By the way, in case you're wondering about the weather, there's some little thunderstorms heading towards the southeast. So if you've got to travel around there, it's some of it's over New Orleans right now. You probably knew that. Just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so yesterday we went to Oxlot 9 for brunch, which is something we do a ridiculous amount, but I just love it.
I do too. It's they've got a lot of things in there I really like in terms of the food, but also of the place itself, which I like a lot.
The place is really great.
They always have two or three musicians there doing some very eclectic stuff.
Yes, they do.
And sometimes it's pretty straightforward, but most of the time I'm looking for the music that they have been playing, which I think is really entertaining. And the food is very different each shot. On this one, I'm going to name you only two items out of the entree that I had. One of them was grapes or something resembling grapes, and they had squishiness in the middle, and if you bite down on them, there's a lot of some juices that will come out. Mm-hmm. And it was different and interesting. Mm-hmm. The other side of the same plate had what everybody thought was actually some corned beef, but once you started eating it, you saw that it did indeed taste a lot like that, but it just as much tastes, and in fact even more so, I'd say, other vegetables and other meats from the area.
Like sausage.
And all of this was under $20, which in a restaurant with that kind of sillification is what I do.
Yeah.
That's what turns...
Sophistication.
Huh?
I'm the word fairy, so sophistication. Yeah. I think that the restaurant is just a glamorous space. It's a
and
really
unique.
Wonderful kind of buzz to it. I'm not a huge fan of the music because
I'm not
really into washboards and such. But but you know, I could see how you could be. But in addition to that, it's just the food is really good. The food is very polished. It's you know, the menu. I don't understand the menu thing. Like if you were to go to their website,
yeah,
it would say brunch menu for June 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But
that makes it make sense for
it
me.
It doesn't say what about the brunch yesterday, or you know, maybe it's a sample or something. I don't understand how they do that. It doesn't change that much.
No.
There's this one item that they keep messing with. It's called the desayuno, and it's a tamale, and it's a big, big husk with a big fat tamale in it. And it's got black beans.
Do you know where it comes from, that style?
It's Latin America? Latin America?
No, it's a little more common than that. It's very commular, familiar
mm-hmm.
In southern Los Angeles. And you'll see that in Mexican
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact,
where have you seen that? Because you're only in Los Angeles with me.
Yeah.
I'm often in Los Angeles without you, but you're never in Los Angeles without me.
Well,
so
I
know I would have seen whatever you're talking about.
I remember the word itself.
Are you talking about mercado, maybe?
No. It's something called Omar. I don't know about it well enough. It's not something we see at all.
You mean a restaurant, or you mean
item? It's an item in a dish.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, it's good. This is good. This one here is good. It's a crumbly masa, and it's really good. It's a gigantic plate of food. I mean, it's kind of obscene to finish this. There's a fried egg on top, of course. But there's the other popular dish there that everyone that we're ever with gets is the fried Brussels sprouts with the fried oysters. It's kind of a peculiar dish. Like, I don't get it. Brussels sprouts fried.
Hmm.
Oysters fried.
Brussels sprouts have gone from something that was very much disliked by a lot of people, particularly little kids. But that has changed. Everybody loves them now.
Well, the
and they're good for you, and so, you know, it's a nice item.
Yes, they've gone from obscure to...
Not everybody likes them.
Ubiquitous. What's wrong with you, Doug?
Nothing is
You're
wrong with me.
Times.
It's the Brussels sprouts that have my ire.
You're not hip, Doug.
I never was hip.
I know.
What you see is what you get.
But you realize that it's almost a requirement to be hip now. It's 2019, Doug.
No, it's not. It is not. No. You don't have to wear tight jeans. You don't have to wear tight anything if you don't want to.
That's true.
Thank you for saying that.
Wait, is tightness hip?
Tightness seems to be, everybody is getting a little tight these days. Everything is tight.
Maybe they're just getting fatter.
Huh? No. People are getting skinnier, and their clothes is just following this, and is getting skinnier, and pretty soon there will be nothing left whatsoever with anybody.
And
we'll be living in small apartments. Did you know that in San Francisco right now, for $1,200 a month, you can rent your very own bunk bed, upper or lower?
Isn't that great?
That's scary.
I'll look into that because I may need it soon.
That is scary.
Yeah, I just read that earlier today, and that's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Something else that's ridiculous today. Did you know that it's National Pretend You Care About Your Coworkers' 4th of July activities today?
What?
Well, I actually do. You know what? Maybe that's it. I don't know if this. I don't know. Like, if I care about something, you know it, and if I don't care about something, you know that too. So it's like I don't pretend.
Okay, that's fine. But today is actually National Chocolate with Almonds Day today, to bring
chocolate
this around.
Chocolate what?
Chocolate
Wait,
with
now you,
almonds.
Now you got my attention. Chocolate what day?
With almonds. Chocolate.
Well, that's a classic.
Oh, wow. Chocolate with almonds. The mm-hmm. world that's... does not get better than
no, it
chocolate
does not.
With almonds.
No,
very good.
No, chocolate almonds are great for you because it reduces your risk of heart attack, it lowers bad cholesterol, protects you from your artery walls. It does all that kind of good stuff.
I
now, I want to move ahead here just a little bit because Thursday is something we can look forward to because today is only Monday. But Thursday, if you happen to have a 7-Eleven store around, I don't know how many of those are still around, but if you
I know where you're going with this.
Okay. You get a free Slurpee this coming Thursday. You can get that from your local 7-Eleven store, and that's going to be on Thursday. So that gives us something to look forward to. Is there anything else?
No, we've somehow or another managed to lose access in all of the transition to nomenu.com. We've somehow or another managed to lose access to the beloved almanac that I can't do a show without. So it's in the ether somewhere, and we're trying to pull it out on the other side, but it's gone away. And so, Doug, I'm glad you found these things that were important parts of the almanac. But National Chocolate Almond Day, that's my feast day. That's a beloved holiday for me.
That's made the world worth living.
I will tell
living.
You, I'll give anyone who wants to know how to make a chocolate bark really, really
you,
good
chocolate
you, bark.
You give him a little nudge and he'll go, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
Did everybody get that one?
Yes, we did.
Doug, did you get
did
that
we
one? You're
think
your
it's
hip?
Funny? No. Anyway, what you do is you roast the almonds.
Uh-huh.
And then after they're roasted, and hopefully you don't forget them like I do. Like I'll sometimes set a timer, but sometimes not. And the way that I know that the almonds are roasted is when I can smell them burning, which is probably a little too well done. But I don't really care because I love nuts and chocolate anyway. But if you put chocolate, like 72% Trader Joe's chocolate bits in the hot roasted almonds, it will melt the chocolate. Then you stir it around and then spread it out again, and you have chocolate bark, and it's so good.
Chocolate bark. Is
chocolate
that...
bark, yes. Yeah. Well, you're not a chocolate person, so you don't really understand chocolate bark. But that's
well,
the thing.
I'm not
chocolate
to the...
bark is like a candy. It's like a homemade candy. It's you lay out chocolate and almonds, or I guess you could have any kind of bark. But
this
you
is
break
something
it up I've... into irregular pieces and sell it if you're Godiva for like, you know, $12 a pound. What?
Our daughter, Mary Lee, makes this at home just about every night. If you don't know that, it's snuggled in somewhere. I can't tell you where it is. But
no, she doesn't. She actually makes she bakes a cookie. She makes dough and keeps them like in little balls frozen, and then she takes one out and that's how she does
it. But with the almonds and everything, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, she doesn't I think she doesn't do the almonds. I don't think she puts nuts in her.
We'll have to talk to her about her
chocolate
that.
Chip cookies. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Doug, do we have another break at 50?
No.
We don't. So we're done with breaks. Are we done with breaks? I guess we are. All right, so New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood is another one that we have to do this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood is a wonderful place that shows you just how good the cuisine can be if you're looking for a very casual version. It's not fancy, but it is the official kind of New Orleans Creole cuisine. They have their fries.
Yeah, you know, it's not, this is a hamburger. This is fried seafood. Mm-hmm. This is not the high leaps of
very casual. You order at the counter.
Yeah. You know? Yet it is important to our world. You know, in this part of the world anyway.
John Volpe said he eats there a couple times a week.
I'll bet he does. And it is possible to take a basic steak, or basic just ground beef in this case, and then basic seafood done a number of different ways and rendering
basically
it
fried is how
fried
do
is
it.
The
but
way
but you can spice it up with the spicy licious
and
they
you
have char grilled
oysters.
Pay
attention to what you're doing and actually have it come out extremely well.
Yes, well that's their job, so
yeah.
They do and that they, and they do it well
and
they have char grilled oysters
pretty,
now
pretty good. Yeah,
char grilled oysters.
I've heard that that was just waiting to happen.
They have good salads. They have local dishes and a good version of them. And New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood has 10 locations around town, so yep. It's easy to see what they're doing. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood, go have a crusty burger. Go have some spicy
Somebody
seafood.
Ought to call it that, a crusty burger, you know, because there's everything else.
Yeah, there's Smash Burger.
Smash Burger.
Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I'm excited to know. Did Doug say something?
Yeah, David is on hold,
okay.
And he's about to
jump
in.
Yeah, I can't really hear Doug too well. Okay, hi, David.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are.
What?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Step right up.
All right. I have to say I'm with Doug on the Brussels sprout situation. Not into
two
it.
Two people
it's
in my presence
smell.
Don't like Brussels sprouts.
It is the smell. It's still just cabbage. Call it what you want, but it's still little cabbages. I like sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut?
But I love sauerkraut.
Did you just say
that? I did.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things kids aren't supposed to like, or people aren't supposed to like. I don't like that one. But anyways, I had a restaurant report.
Let's hear it.
Hello?
I
can't pronounce the name. It was literally a hole in the wall, very small Mexican restaurant on Judge Perez in Araby. I think it's called Sabor, S-A-B-O-R, and then there's another name in there.
Saber.
But it's not spelled the way you would spell Saber in English with an R-E at the end. It's a S-A-B-O-R. And I believe it's a name. But it's right across the street from that big kind of balloon dome church tent on Judge Perez in Araby, if you've driven out that way lately or the last 5 years it's been there. But anyways, it was very good, and I was surprised to find that they have something called a liquado, which is, I guess, I don't
I
know
wonder what
makes
it means.
A liquado different than, pardon?
I wonder what it means, liquado.
Well, it's basically a smoothie. It's not a milkshake because it
a
involves
snooty?
Ice. A smoothie. It's fresh
oh,
fruit
a smoothie.
And ice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think rice milk or I don't know what makes a liquado and a smoothie a smoothie. But they had them before in Chicago and in Los Angeles actually, and it was exactly like that flavor that I remember from having good ones in legit Mexican places in other cities. So.
Is it a Latin American place?
It is Mexican. It's what it says
Mexican.
On the menu. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is it a place you've seen before? I mean, do you go down there a lot?
I go down there all the time because I live in the Ninth Ward. So for us to go shopping in mall-like places, it's as easy to go to Chalmette as anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I've driven by it a million times, but I've always thought it was a gas station or something else, and then I was driving slower than usual and saw that it was a restaurant and stopped in.
Hmm.
Well, you found a good one because there's not enough of them in that part of the world for restaurants.
Do you, if you
there was a great Honduran place out that way, but they closed
down. Do you hang out in that St. Claude restaurant row area very much?
Yep, I'm right in it.
Okay, so have you been to Red's Chinese lately?
Not lately. No, they've been closed for most of the summer because of some construction.
I hope they're putting more of an air conditioner in there.
I think that is exactly what they're doing because it was hot as Hades in that place with the open kitchen
what.
And low ceilings. Yeah, I'm pretty
mistake.
Sure that's what they were doing.
We made the mistake. Once
mm-hmm.
of going in there a couple of years ago with another couple or maybe two other couples. And we sat in that very back room and it was in the summer. And we had like a stack of napkins, none of which were used for their intended purpose, all of which were used to mop foreheads.
Oh.
It
or
was
hold tables
that
up from,
uncomfortable.
Wiggling.
What?
Or to hold the other use for restaurant napkins is leveling out a wiggly table.
Oh, you mean there or any place?
Any place.
Yeah.
Any place.
Yeah. Well, I thought the food, what did you think of the food there?
I'm not that into it, honestly. I wish the best for them. I hope they do great. But it's kind of hit or miss. There's some items on the menu that I've had that are mind-blowingly great. Anything involving pastrami there was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then I've had some other kind of gloppy porridge-looking mm-hmm. kind of things that it didn't yeah. really
We had
like
some of them for that for breakfast this morning. Gloppy porridge.
Gloppy porridge.
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Homemade?
That's what they should have called
I
it.
I don't think it was homemade, actually. It was gloppy for sure, though. What
Where
else do you like in that area?
We don't want to. Well, it doesn't matter because it's a place you're not going to wind up in anyway.
Well, that's for sure. That's true. But I find it a curious place, the whole St. Claude corridor for restaurants, none of which I would ever really go to, although a friend of mine did drag me into the Junction once, and that was a good burger.
Junction's all right. There's a bunch of overpriced kind of just atmospheric nonsense going on in this neighborhood, I think, mostly, and not just a straight up.
That is the perfect way
to describe
that.
Diner is something
that
we could use. The pizza D is good.
Uh-huh.
I like that. And there's a uh-huh. place behind it that is a German restaurant called Bratz Y'all.
Yeah,
really?
How's that?
Huh. It was good.
I've heard of it, but
is that any good?
Yeah, they do, you know, classic German bratwurst, and the sausages are, they're all made in Louisiana, so they're thankfully not importing meat from Germany, but they're doing it in that style. And they've got Beck's on tap, and you don't see that every day.
Well, I tell you, I went to Dat Dog last week, and I was very underwhelmed with what's happening there, so I'm going to have to try that one.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that,
okay.
I think.
Okay. I'm going to have to try that.
All right.
Well, thanks
Thank
for listening,
for
and thanks for
Thank
everything
you for calling,
else.
Dave.
We're going to come back with more of the food show after we check the news from CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System on 105.3 FM HD2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.